fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, 580 KIDO. We are at East Junior High School getting ready to start the day. And who needs caffeine? Who needs a Red Bull when you've got the band here ready to lead us in the East fight song? Great job, everybody. Big round of applause. Thank you all for coming in. We really appreciate it and sharing your talents here this morning here at 580 KIDO. We've got a few teachers with us right now. Ladies, if you want to just step right up and just keep your mouth right close to the microphone like it's a phone, please introduce yourselves. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
We're actually not teachers. I'm Leslie Wagner. I'm the PTO president here at East Junior High.
Oh, well, that's if I look at my notes, I would see. You got to have the proper education here. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Kerr, and I'm a parent here at East Junior High.
Well, what's it like being a parent? You know, we've heard from teachers. We've heard everything's wonderful. What about what say you?
About being a parent here.
Is it wonderful? Is this the best ever?
It's the best ever.
Are we going to go behind the scenes here? We're going to come up with something good?
Okay, you know what? I think as a parent, I'm just going to put out there, I have a ninth grader and I have a seventh grader. And I think we're really lucky to be at this school. We have a solid staff. We have a great administrative staff here. And I think that's important for a solid foundation in a school. So I think we're lucky.
I agree. It's been interesting. I have a whole range. I range in kids from a senior right now down to second grade, and so I've seen several different schools. And I can say without hesitation that I am very impressed with the academic support and the administrative support here at East Junior High.
Now, what do you say when you're out, whether it's at a dinner party or at church or somewhere, and people are always concerned about education? It's always on the radio. It's always in the newspaper. You know, we're not getting enough out of education, money here, money there, because you two have students in the system. What do you say to folks that, you know, have maybe a different view of education, may not have the one-on-one attention that you two have here?
You know, I guess I feel like the thing I appreciate most about this school is that the administration has been very conscientious about making sure they stay on the forefront of keeping the parents informed and keeping the kids abreast of the latest technology and using the latest technology and making parents comfortable with the teaching methods and making sure that everyone is on the same page. And I think communication is probably key to making people feel less fearful and less frustrated with the whole education process.
Sure.
I agree with Leslie. I think communication is really key. East, with David Green coming in last year, There's been a lot of changes within the school. Common Core is one of them. And I think
that's not very controversial.
No, not at all.
Well, could just be another show.
It's funny because, you know, I talk to people all the time and we're always talking about Common Core this, Common Core that. What's your thoughts on it?
I have two feelings about Common Core. I have two kids that learn differently. So I have one child who I believe would have been just fine with the old way of school going through. But I also have another child who learns completely differently. So I think Common Core is going to be great for her. The big controversy right now, and Leslie and I were talking about this earlier, is that it is so new in the state of Idaho. So there's this huge learning curve.
Yeah, a lot of critics of it, too.
There is a lot of critics of it. But if you're going to send your child to public school, you need to kind of embrace Common Core right now, unless you're going to homeschool, because most of the schools are turning to that method of teaching. I'm not saying it's running smoothly right now. We talked about how teachers, they're also in a learning curve.
Right.
But we kind of need to support them. Whether they started Common Core 10 years ago, they would have been confronted with the same issues they are today. So do I support them? Yes, and the fact is because we're just involved in it right now.
Right, exactly.
I guess since I've had a child that's gone all the way through her education not having Common Core, I kind of have a viewpoint of both sides of the story. I think that change is always painful, and I think that that's the hardest part for everyone. It's just that, like Lorraine said, we are in a learning curve, both the students, the parents, and the educators themselves, and so we're trying to figure out how to make Common Core best work for our students. But I think while there are some concerns about the approach and the learning styles for some kids, I think that it can and it has the potential to work for many kids. But I guess in all honesty, I think one of my biggest concerns is that sometimes I feel like we're fighting against something that we don't fully understand. And I think we either need to get behind our administration and say that we're going to support it, or we need to be fully informed before we fight against it.
Now, when you talk to other parents, though, and, you know, we've covered this issue from the very beginning here at 580KIDO, we had a very emotional town hall meeting with the state school superintendent that is still, his ears are still ringing from it. What's the reaction when you have fellow parents that say, you know, I don't like the data collection, I don't like the big government messing with my kid? I mean, you have these conversations with people. It's like the number one topic in education, not here, but anywhere else.
I think you're going to encounter that sentiment, whether it's with Common Core or just anything else that government is involved in. There are concerns. I have huge concerns, but I recognize the efforts that are being made, and until I have a better solution, I am trying to get behind and make the best of it, and
right,
make sure that the kids are not, you know, just being held in limbo by the frustrated parents and the frustration of the administration.
It's, you know, I agree with Leslie. It really starts from home.
You know, you two agree too much. I'm getting suspicious.
Are you? Well, you know what? You yourself were a teacher years ago.
You've done your research.
I have done my research. And you have seen the paradigm switching.
Right.
I mean, even from the time that you were.
Cooperative education to today, yes.
So do you feel that Common Core, do you feel, I'm going to turn it back on you, but do you feel that the Common Core method of teaching is going to really benefit us?
I believe that the goals are great, and having been familiar as a kid growing up next to Massachusetts, that their education system is, you know, outstanding, this, that, and the other, and I don't know if you know, we can get there.
Meaning we can get there with this new type of education?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to, you know, I'm a local guy. Local radio, local teachers, local this, local that. You know, and here I am, I'm going to give you a non-answer to your question. But, you know, it comes down to this. People say, well, the old system isn't working. I personally think that we get a bad rap nationally when it comes to education, so try this. I am concerned about the data collection and everything else, and I'd like to see an Idaho solution personally. That's, you know, we have Glenn Beck on our station. He's very vocal about it. We have other people that we've had on both sides of the equation. The bottom line for me is, you know, I want to see kids like I've seen today, you know, that are inspired, that are ready to go. You know, I don't know if that comes from the federal government, though. You know, one size fits all, and you guys are familiar with this. Back in the early 90s, President Bush had this thing called the NTE, the National Teachers Exam, and we're going to get those teachers this time, and we're going to make them learn, and it's going to be like the bar, and you're going to have to pass this. They're going to be the best teachers ever. Okay, I took the test, I passed the test, got my national certification, and it had nothing to do with being a great teacher. You either want it to or you don't. I don't know if that answered your question, but that's my thought on Common Core. I see how, you know, we go to a lot of schools, and we always, you know, we get a good insight. You know, the schools that really get it and embrace it, and the kids are fired up. And some schools we go to, it's not that way. So, I mean, I think each is unique.
I think you're getting that right now because it's so new. I mean, we're really in the second year into this. I think where parents are coming from, there are no books right now. The teachers are constantly going to conferences, trying to learn the new methods. Teachers who are solid, we see the biggest change is probably in math than any other area.
I think that was the first. It was math and English as far as the first implementation. And I get in trouble with my conservative friends because I'll sit there and talk to teachers and I'll go, well, look, they don't pull me aside and go, dude, this is, they're excited about it. They are passionate about it, and that's, you know, half the battle right there. So if they embrace the program and it benefits the kids, so be it.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest comfort that I have, though, is that despite the concerns that we have all expressed about not having books and just not even understanding how they're teaching all these things, the things that I have seen from my kids' individual teachers is that while they are turning to Common Core, they are still trying to be very mindful of these students and how they learn individually and making sure that they are still getting a solid education, and they're not just trying to fit everyone inside a box in the effort of trying to open up the box. It seems like they're trying to, you know, mainstream everyone so that everyone's the same, but yet they're,
right,
you know, in theory, they're, government is saying they're all the same, but they're all individual. Well, I've seen that the teachers here are still focused on making sure that the individuals are not.
Well, as long as you have that ability to add localism, I think that's a big thing. And, you know, switching topics here at 580KIDO, as parents, what are your views on teachers? Because you always hear politicians go, you know, we got to get rid of the tenure. We've got to do this. We got to get rid of those bad teachers. And then they come up with these programs that have been tried in other places, like the tiered certification process. And if you don't know what that is, that's essentially instead of getting your certificate, you get a provisional one, then a professional one, and then a master's one, allegedly, instead of giving you just the same thing. And you're still not going to get rid of the quote-unquote bad teachers because they're already in the system. They're grandfathered in. So when you hear people running on here at 580KIDO, so when you're at a dinner party, people say, oh, those teachers, what goes on in your mind?
Hmm.
Well, you can't do a hum because people are in their cars. We don't.
Well, I can do a hum because I'm trying to think of.
I didn't know that was such a profound question. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back.
Here, let me help you. I'll pat you also. The first thing I do is think about teachers is not so much of getting rid of the bad ones.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter where you are working in our country. There are bad politicians. There are bad engineers. There are bad doctors. So how are we getting rid of all of those? There's no provisions to get rid of them, but we have to work with them. But when I think about teachers, and one thing that just really stings me is that I feel teachers are underpaid. I think they are grossly underpaid.
Do you agree with the provision that has been proposed as of yesterday, raising the starting salary, I believe, from $31,000 to $40,000?
Yes.
For starting teachers?
Absolutely. We're relying to these teachers to educate our children, to be the next generation, to pull forward our nation. Yet we don't pay them enough. I think it's sad when you have a solid teacher having to have two other jobs just to make a decent income to live on, to pay his house bill, to pay grocery bills, maybe even daycare. I think that is sad, yet he's educating our children.
As far as going back to your tenure question, I am absolutely against tenure, and I want the good teachers to be rewarded and be able to move through. I know that it's hard to get rid of the bad teachers if they're grandfathered.
I'm still waiting for them to see the bad teachers. You know, I've been to over 50 schools in over 2 years, and where are the bad teachers? Where's the boogeyman? Ryan, where's the boogeyman? Right here. That's why I'm not a teacher. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I would say by and large, you're right. I would say that by and large, you're going to find great people who are great teachers. I do think that we've come across a couple individuals that I think would qualify as falling into the other category. I don't want to say they were a bad teacher. I would say that there were some solid issues there. And so I'm against the tenure. It's I want to be able to have the teachers be able to move forward. That was one of the frustrations, is that good, solid teachers couldn't come in to replace that situation. But I feel like, as frustrating as it is that you can't remove tenure from people who've already received it, you can't expect a system to change if you keep doing the same thing.
Fair enough. Ladies, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we'll take your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at East Junior High on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Broadcasting live this morning from East Junior High, K. Milley in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436. You had some very well-informed, opinionated young ladies here talking about what needs to be done in education here in Idaho. Personally, I think the state gets a bad rap, educationally speaking, and I applaud not only our friends at CapEd Credit Union that believe in this program, but other folks who put their money where their mouth is when it comes to paying out of their own money to fund education, the commercials and everything else. It's amazing. I don't know if we really see that in other places, but we'll continue to work hard to get better. Let's go to Jim in Star at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Kevin, thanks for doing what you do. You know, a couple things I'm just fuming right now. One of them is when earlier you were talking about the bullying situation and kids being bullied, and how do we change that? Kevin, you know me personally. You know I'm not a big man of stature. I mean, in high school, I was 140 pounds, 5.5 feet tall. Nobody bullied me. It's real simple. You know, put the remote controls for your Xbox down, kids. Dad, get off the couch, put down the six-pack, and teach your kid how to defend himself. I mean, it's real simple. You got a guy that wants to bully you or a girl that wants to bully you, you tell him to stop. And then if you pop them real hard right between the eyes, they'll stop bullying you. They'll leave you alone. But you have
to. Is that the voice of
it.
Is that the voice of experience?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
You've been in fights before?
Of course, I've been in several, because most of my friends were much bigger than me.
Are you a tough guy?
No, I'm not a tough guy, but I take care of business. And here's the thing, Kevin. Do you want to raise these kids to be the same kind of kids that will walk into a gas chamber and just go, you know, we're just going along to get along? There's a point, and you and I both know it. We're at a crucial point in our history where people need to stand up for what's right, and we need to stop playing the PC game, because all we're doing, Kevin, with these poor kids is we're creating victims, and these victims, they isolate themselves, they turn into loners, and then they end up either A, getting into drugs, or B, getting into drugs and committing suicide. And it's because of the fact they don't feel like they're empowered at all. And I really want to see somebody be an advocate for the kids and make them accountable and stand up for themselves, because nobody else is going to do it but yourself. Second thing is these.
That's a long first thing.
I know, but you know, these two that you had on, they sound like nice gals. It's like listening to Laverne and Shirley, though. You know, we need to go along with this program. We need to adopt the Common Core. No, Common Core, for anyone who's done any research, is a terrible program. It makes no sense at all. A simple math problem of 2 + 3 shouldn't take you 10 minutes to figure out. And it's another thing we need to do, Kevin. The people need to put their feet down and say, enough's enough. This doesn't work. Who's funding it? Who's backing it? Follow the money. And speaking of that, I pay my tax dollars for the public schools, and I don't even use them because I would not put my son in that kind of school system that's going to cram that kind of crap down his throat.
Well, I think we've learned a lot. I think we've learned a lot from you today. Thank you, Jim. Jim?
With the program.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you.
Hey, thanks for everything you do. Keep up the good work.
Good talk. To Jim in Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Jim.
Jim. No, this is Pat from Middleton.
Oh.
My apologies. Yeah, you should. I don't know who made the mistake, but, I'm not Jim, although I like Jim. He's a nice guy. Middleton people are smart.
Pat from Middleton, my apologies. Once again, you have me at a disadvantage.
How you doing, Liberal Kevin? Oh, no, you can't go that way. Actually, you stood your ground and stood up for both sides. I like what you had to say. I'm against teacher tenure, and I'll tell you why. People who get job security tend to get a little complacent. You know, if I had a, 10-year mowing contract, I might skip a few things because I'm not worried about losing it right away. You know, I mean, every year I've got to prove myself worthy of my next year's contract. So I'm always under the gun to perform. And I think that's probably the best reason why teachers, all jobs should be performance related, not just because, well, I've been here 20 years. You know, so I can take, 3 days off every week and not show up on the other two. You know, I think everybody needs to perform, because when you're performing, that's when you're at your most joyful. That's when you're at your best, your mind, your body, your heart, everything works better. Look at your award for your Marconi. Look at what you've done. You got recognized for the great things you do, and now it inspires you to keep doing it. And without those incentives, without that, well, okay, if we don't, like you always say, I might not be here next week, if I don't keep doing it.
Look, I might not be here next week when people say about the award. I'm still trying to justify my existence.
Well, exactly. You need to, because that award means nothing now, right? I mean, you won it last year.
Well, no, I'm the best in the nation. It means a lot, actually, until I'm replaced.
But that means, I mean, look, Rush Limbaugh's won at his fifth time, but that doesn't mean that he sits on his laurels. And
quite frankly, I think we could have rivaled Rush if we were in the right place. I think we could have had four.
Hey, I
like
think
the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. I think you're that good. But you know what? Without that level of competition, without that incentive to perform, without that carrot, there's no stick means nothing.
Well, the stick means a lot to me, Pat, and I got to run, but thank you for the call.
I love you, brother.
I love you too, Pat from Middleton. What a great guy. Like I said, you've got to show up every day. 580-5436, more coming up. With Kevin Miller, you're listening to 580KIDO.
Kevin Miller is back at school.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Hey, please open your textbooks and we'll get started.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I love my teacher.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at East Junior High on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
580KIDO, we're joined by the principal. Mr. Green is with us. Mr. Green, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your facility for people just tuning in at 580KIDO.
Well, we're in a new facility here, about 5 years old, out on the east side of town on Warm Springs Avenue. It's a great facility. Community has supported it with this, with our levy, and able to build a new facility here, and kids in this community are really enjoying it.
How do kids benefit from a new facility?
You know, these facilities are well designed. They're specifically designed for education. They flow well. They're state-of-the-art equipment in the classrooms as well as technology. And they're built for safety. And so it really just flows well throughout the day and moving from class to class, as well as teachers instructing and having the equipment that they need to be successful.
At 580KIDO, how is junior high different from high school and elementary school?
Well, I think all of us that are in the adult world remember back to our junior high days or middle school days, and, you know, it's a transition in life, and clearly transitioning from, you know, childhood into adulthood and those later teen years. And so it's a time when kids are learning a lot, as well as adjusting to their anatomy growth and just how they're seeing the world. And so junior high is a unique time in life, and it's also an exciting time in life. More responsibilities given, and more expectations are given as well.
Now, what is there a difference between junior high and middle school?
Middle schools are 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and junior highs are 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And we treat our 9th graders as if they were in the high school. It's credit-bearing, and so there are some differences there.
Now, when we take a look at how you want your kids to go to high school, what are the goals that you have as a principal?
Well, our goals, for our students here currently are to, one, have a rigorous academic career. We want as many kids as we can get into our accelerated courses and prepare them for college or post-high school education or a career. And so we also, want them to be leaders in our community, and that starts now. And so we have high expectations for them, both in the classroom and in our co-curricular and extracurricular activities, and whatever they're doing in the community, whether it's school-related or community-based.
580KIDO, Mr. Green, final question. You know, we were talking to the parents about the implementation of Common Core. What are your thoughts? Because you have to hear from everybody.
Yeah, Common Core is, it's been a transition to move into that, but I think teachers are now becoming more comfortable with that and applying those strategies into their instruction, and students are making that adjustment. And so I'm seeing some real positive growth, both through the instructional practices of teachers as well as students adjusting to those styles and starting to see some development in their thought processes, and that's been good.
Sure, but what about the parents that are concerned, regardless of their political affiliation with Common Core? In fact, we have people from the Boise School District that have told me, both on and off the record, they're concerned with some of the facets of Common Core. How do you handle, you're the guy that gets the phone call, sir?
Yeah, that's true. For the most part, I've received very few phone calls related to Common Core. Last year when we made our initial adjustment, more people were concerned and more people wanted to know details about it. The start of this school year, that has gone way down. I think parents are feeling more comfortable with what's happening. And that's a result of our teachers feeling more comfortable and then students feeling more comfortable in the classroom. And so the transition is this year has gone is pretty smooth, and for the most part, I haven't heard a lot of complaints.
Mr. Green, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go back to the phones. We're joined by the publisher of the Gem State Patriot, our great friend, Tea Party Bob. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning? Sounds like you're having a great time down there at that school.
I'm just a happy guy.
I'll tell you, the kids sound great. Great.
We love the children,
great
voices,
yes. Down there. Maybe I could join that choir.
You and Two Fly Bry, yes.
I just wanted to touch on two subjects this morning. I can't remember a time we put combat advisors on the ground in a foreign country that we haven't gotten into a full-blown ground operation. So if anyone thinks we're just going to be fighting this battle from the air, they're kidding themselves. And as far as Idaho or Boise or any of Idaho having the worst or rudest drivers, you couldn't be more mistaken. I've been traveling for 35 years, and I've hit most of the 48 states. And Idaho has some of the best drivers, as far as I'm concerned. A little bit unattentive, and they drive too fast, but nonetheless, they certainly aren't the rudest. If you want the rudest, go to New York City, where one night I was riding in a cab, and my cab driver cut another vehicle off. They pulled up next to us and shot my back window out. Then we had another one where somebody bumped my cab, told the guy to move ahead because he was going too slow, and we played bumper cars for 10 blocks. Now, that's what you call rude drivers. So anybody who thinks we have rude drivers here in Idaho, they're nuts.
Final thought to you. You have been very active concerning the implementation of Common Core in Idaho. Your newsletter publishes both sides of the equation on that. It is nonpartisan. When you've heard the parents today, Lorraine and Leslie, providing a different view of Common Core, what goes on in your mind?
Well, I don't think a lot of the parents and a lot of the ones that I've talked to are somewhat ill-informed or malinformed. We just put up a new piece on our Facebook called Next Generation Science Standards. I think if they read through that, they would understand that Common Core is a lot more than they actually think it is. It's not just a way of teaching. It's a way of changing history, changing science, and making people think more about how the government is more correct in the actions that they take. I've already had over 700, almost 700 hits on this particular issue. That's unusual. So there are a lot of people concerned about it, and again, we try to inform the parents what's going on, and there are people like Valerie and Stephanie who do the same thing. It's up to them to read the material. We can only give them the information we can.
Right, but it sounds like you're running for office. When you know, do you believe that when you have two parents, Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO, say that this is the way to go, and you talk to the people that say, no, this is not the way to go, how do you see this playing out in the next 6 months?
Look, the parents can't do an awful lot about changing Common Core, and unless we can change it in our legislature, it's not going to change. And we are trying to do that. But I think the parents are getting as brainwashed as a lot of our legislators have been. They don't understand the real interaction that's going on here with the federal government. They don't understand that this is a top-down, one-size-fits-all. And until they understand that, they're going to say the things that your two parents said here today. They have to work with it. They think it's a better deal. Well, anything to improve standards is a better deal, at least as far as the parents are concerned. But when you're improving standards and you're losing what education used to be and you're putting standards in there that the government has actually basically sanctioned and helped put together, that's not a good thing for our country. And it's not a good thing for our teachers or our schools.
Tea Party Bob, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
580KIDO, let's get you to traffic.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Are we suffering from information overload? I would say yes. I would definitely say yes, because we have so much information flowing back and forth that we just kind of roll our eyes and let it go, especially this announcement that we, you know, from one of these big generals, that ISIS is on the ground. ISIS is a big threat. And the fact is, the bottom line is that our troops on the ground are actually doing something right now. And this is not some average, ordinary general. This is Martin Dempsey. And let's face it, we all know that the troops are on the ground. We all know they're engaged in fighting our troops. The fact is that the president says they're advisors. I don't believe it. Let's take a listen here at 580KIDO.
Can you clarify precisely what our forces are doing in Iraq today? And you all suggested that if situation changes, you might recommend or come to us with recommendations that they would enhance their mission or change their mission. But can you clarify what they're doing?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for asking, Senator. First of all, I think everyone should be aware, when we talk about combat forces, that's all we grow. When we bring a young man or woman in the military, they come in to be a combat soldier or a combat marine or a combat. We don't bring them in to be anything other than combat capable. But that's different than how we use them. And in the case of our contributions in Iraq right now, the airmen, as the ranking member mentioned, are very much in a combat role. The folks on the ground are in a very much a combat advisory role. They are not participating in direct combat. There is no intention for them to do so. I've mentioned, though, that if I found that circumstance evolving, that I would, of course, change my recommendation. An example. if the Iraqi security forces and the Pesh were at some point ready to retake Mosul, a mission that I would find to be extraordinarily complex, it could very well be part of that particular mission to provide close combat advising or accompanying for that mission. But for the day-to-day activities that...
I'm Alex Sawyer with your Washington Times news update. Right now. 2 years ago...
One of the presumptions, and I'll...
There you have it. And we had a Washington Times news update right in the middle of it. Who's going to do that for you? Let's get you to work safely and on. And Kevin Miller here. I do want to thank everybody at East Junior High School. Tomorrow we'll be at Cloverdale Funeral Home, not only to do our show, we'll be there tomorrow night for the Traveling Wall. You want to say thank you to the veterans? Salute America. Take some time out and stop by and see us tomorrow beginning at 5 p.m. at Cloverdale Funeral Home. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Serving Meridian.